Germany. 36. The Brandenburg Gate. Hello, I wonder if you can help me. I'm trying to find the Brandenburg Gate.
Actually, I'm going there myself. We can walk together if you want.
Okay, great. Where are you from?
I'm from America, but I know Berlin very well. I've visited here many times.
I can't wait to see the Brandenburg Gate. It's such an important part of German history, don't you think?
Yes, indeed. It was formerly a symbol of the divided city, but now it's Berlin's signature attraction.
Definitely. And the architecture is very special. No other landmark is a more potent reminder of recent German history. Is it true that the sandstone gate was modeled on the Propylaea, the gateway to the Acropolis in Athens?
Yes, that's true. It is crowned by a quadriga, a bronze sculpture of the goddess of victory riding a four-horse chariot.
Ah, I see. My friend told me that it's a good place to visit if you have a tight schedule, because it's a quick stop at about 15 minutes to read about the history and snap a few photos.
Also, there are a few signs around the square that tell a little detail of the history. What do you know about it so far?
I know that the gate was built in the late 18th century as the prominent entrance to the developing town square.
We mentioned the architecture before, but my advice is to not just look from afar. Walk underneath the gate to see up close the artistry between the columns. It's very beautiful.
Okay, thanks. And the signs, are they in English? Unfortunately, I can't read German.
Some of the signs are in English. Luckily for me, I can read German, so if you need a hand translating, just ask.
Great. Here we are. Look over there. If you walk just a bit further to the road, you can see the zigzag path of where the Berlin Wall used to be.
It used to run through the current street. It's strange to think that less than 20 years ago, this whole area was divided into two.
Thank you.